That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you transcribed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, the stockholders of the Mountain View Inn, under the guidance of Dick Huddleston, decided to call a meeting to try to prevent the promoters of the hotel from carrying out their stated intention of keeping the place closed. If all goes well, they hope to reopen the hotel themselves and install Lum as manager. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, is a miserable summer cold making you feel out of sorts? Well, if it is, that's just another reason why you'll be glad to have that extra package of Alka-Seltzer handy. You're sure to want to try Alka-Seltzer's easy ABC cold comfort treatment. Now listen. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it for prompt relief from that miserable ache all over feverish feeling. B, be wise. Get plenty of rest. Eat sensibly. C, comfort that sore throat teamed with your cold by gargling with Alka-Seltzer. Now, you welcome the extra fast, extra effective relief Alka-Seltzer can bring from so much of your cold distress. It's extra pleasant to take, too. Then, Alka-Seltzer offers you extra value as well. It's good not only for colds, but the headaches, acid indigestion, and muscular aches and pains. So next time, be doubly sure of getting all these extra benefits by buying an extra package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. Yes, buy two packages instead of one while your drugstore is still open. And then you'll be sure to have Alka-Seltzer handy when you need it. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner nearing the Jotundown store on their way back from the stockholders' meeting. Listen.
Yeah, sure, I don't like to cast compliments right smack at myself, but I'm sort of proud of the way I handle matters at the meeting.
Yeah, I was scared right there at first the meeting was going to end up in a fight and not get nothing decided on the way everybody's arguing there back at the park. Sound worse than a woman's card party.
Well, that was them promoters doing most of it.
Oh, they didn't talk and argue.
They never wanted to see the hotel opened up this summer.
Well, of course, I don't blame them much, Lum. If they lost $3,000 the last year it was open, like they claimed it did.
Oh, that was just a lot of mouth talk.
It was, huh?
Well, if they'd have lost money, they'd have been trying to get us stockholders to make it up.
Well, one of them said that he'd bet we couldn't keep it open a month.
Yeah, but you notice I hedged him up when I told him we'd put up a $3,000 forfeit if we never kept it open 3 months.
Yeah, that sort of hashed me up, too.
Well, the trouble with them fellas is they just don't know nothing about running a hotel.
We do, huh?
I've got some ideas about running that thing that I ain't even told nobody yet.
Well?
Some of them I ain't even through thinking up yet.
What?
Wait till we get in the store and I'll explain some of them to you.
Well, all right. Sure. Well, I don't see no sign of life in it. Oh, yeah, excuse me. So I reckon Cedric walked off and left the store wide open.
Wait a minute. Look back there on the counter.
Huh?
If that ain't a fine howdy-do.
Well, I'll swan to good sound asleep.
Look. Cedric!
Hey, get up from there, Cedric. Supposing a customer was to come in here.
Honey. Oh, I never knowed you back yet.
Now, Barry, I'd be sleeping up there on that counter when you're supposed to be tending to the store.
Well, it was the only place I could find.
Swan to goodness.
Well, Cedric, I can tell you right now, you'll never get no place that way.
Well, I ain't going no place.
No.
Well, you wouldn't get there if he was.
No.
I mean, hearing me and Abner leave you in charge of the store and come back and find you asleep.
Well, that's the way I sell stuff. I weren't sure enough for sleep. I was just making out like I was. Just playing possum, I think.
Well, Cedric, you can't sell stuff laying up on the counter that way.
Well, I done pretty good this morning. I sold about $10 worth.
$10?
Folks would come in here and think I was asleep and pick up something and start out, and I'd let them get about as far as the door, and then I'd holler at them, make them pay me for it.
Well, I do know.
I catched Mr. Uncle Watkins a while ago. He was packing off a pair of shoes.
That varmint.
No, that's the only way I could ever sold him.
Cedric, you ought to be seen to pieces. I'm astonished at you. So if that ain't a bad idea, you know it, Mom.
Now, don't you go trying those 6 tonnies, Ed.
Huh?
You'd about to go to sleep and sleep all day, and then you woke up and have everything carried out of the store, except the counter you're laying on. and Hit wouldn't be safe. Cedric, you're showing pretty good business judgment there.
Yes, sir.
How would you like to go in the hotel business?
Well, I don't know. I never thought much about it.
But you're looking at a couple of big hotel men right now.
Yes, sir.
You mean you and Mr. Abner?
Yes, sir. We're taking over the management of the Mountain View Inn beginning tomorrow. And I think we can find a place for a bright young man like you.
Well, if you just turn me loose, I'll find a place for myself with all them beds.
Hey, Cedric, what's all them groceries stacked up there for?
Oh, that's some stuff Sister Simpson ordered.
Sister
Simpson? Yeah, I was just waiting till y'all got back so I could deliver it.
Yeah, well, you better get on over there with it right away. She's awful fussy about it.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll take it right now.
Yeah, we'll talk to you about your new job again you get back, Cedric.
Yes, boss. So long.
So long. Get right over there now. Hey, now, what's this big idea you had, Lum, about making money out of hotel business?
Yeah, Abner, sit down.
Sit down.
Yeah, make yourself comfortable. I'll explain some of
it. Bad news, is it?
No.
Oh, I sat down.
In the first place, there ain't but one way to make money out of a hotel, and that's to keep the rooms all filled up with guests.
With guests?
Yeah, that's what they call them, but they ain't.
Oh.
They make the guests pay at the hotel, just like as if it was a customer.
Well, doggy, that gives me an idea, too. When my woman's relays start crowding in on us again this summer, I'm going to start that rule at our house, too.
Well, you can't charge guests at your own home. But you could send them down to the hotel. We can sure suck them plenty down there.
Yeah, how much are we aiming on charging for a room over there?
Well, you know, the last year them promoters run it, they charged $3 a day for a room.
Oh, they were sky high, know that.
But I figure we just charge $1 a day, or the folks would stay three times as long.
They will, huh?
That way we can keep the hotel open 3 months without no trouble.
Doggies, you got a head on your shoulders, Long.
Recollect, we got $1,000 we'll have to forfeit if we don't keep open 3 months.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a pretty good idea you got there, I believe.
Wait a minute, though. You ain't heard nothing yet.
What is it?
Well, Dick Huddleston is on the board of directors for the hotel, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's been getting a hotel magazine sent to him every month. Got out just for hotel managers and such as that.
Well,
I got to glancing through it down there this morning, and I granted there's an article in there that gave me an idea that might and I busted my head wide open. It was so big.
Huh.
I don't see yet how I thought of it all at once.
Well, what is it? For goodness sakes, you circle around something for 30 minutes like a dog fixing to lay down a bed of leaves before you say what it
well,
is.
Well, you hear this. You say I'm the goose that laid the gold egg.
Well, hurry up and lay it.
Well, this article said the hotel business was better in San Francisco last year than it ever had been.
Well, what good's that going to do us?
And the reason is on account of the big United Nations conference they held out there.
The what?
United Nations conference. Don't you keep up on nothing?
Why, sure. I read the Pine Ridge pickups in the county paper every week. I never read a word about that. But I reckon a big conference out ought to bring a lot of business to a hotel.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what my idea is.
But wait a minute, I know that you ain't figuring on moving the hotel to San Francisco, are you?
No, no, but recollect that old Leonard Sand when they couldn't get Mohammed to go to the mountains, they always brung the mountains to him. And that's just what we're going to do.
What mountains?
What mountains what?
Long, now, if you want me to help you manage that hotel, all right. But if you're going to start trying to move mountains around over the country, I'm taking out on you right now.
I never said nothing about us moving a mountain.
You did, too. You said
well,
that...
Well, what I meant, we're going to put on a United Nations conference right here in Pine Ridge.
Well, I hadn't heard about it.
I know it. I'm telling you. That's what my new idea I've had.
Oh. Well, now, what about the mountains? You have to move a whole batch of mountains to have a conference?
No. The mountains ain't got nothing to do with it.
Is Mohammed running the conference?
No, that was Mohammed that done that years and years ago. He's the one that had the mountains moved.
You got me so mixed up, Lum. I don't know what you're talking about. I know that.
Well, the whole thing is they still ain't decided just where they're going to put this United Nations conference out there permanent.
Oh.
So I figured we could invite them to set up a business here in Pine Ridge. And then they could all stay at the Mountain View Inn.
Well, it looks to me like, Tom, we've got enough to do to run.
Well, now, here comes Grandpappy Spears.
Oh. Did you speak to Grandpap about running the store first this summer?
No, I reckon that's what he's coming over here for.
Right.
I told him I wanted to see him on business.
Huh?
So I'm just studying over it and see what kind of a deal we could make.
Yeah, he's generally pretty hard to deal with. Stubborn as a blue-nosed mule.
He gets the best of me in a deal. I'll take my hat off to him.
Yeah, but that won't pay it off. Just tipping your hat.
You're more likely want a big salary, but I'll get him down on a percent base.
Oh.
That way we can't lose nothing. You just let me do the talking.
Yeah, sure. I don't know nothing about that percent business and all that.
Well, howdy, Grandpap. Yeah,
come on in, Grandpap.
Hey, evening, gentlemen.
Come on back to the set. Make yourself comfort.
Yeah, I can't stay but a minute. Gotta get back on over to the place.
Yeah, well, don't rush. Here, take this chair.
Oh, thank you, Abner.
Now, make yourself comfort there, old boy.
Yeah, it was a smart of a meeting we had a while ago.
Yeah,
me and Abner appreciate you voting for us to take over the hotel this summer.
Well, that was nice.
Well, I just felt that you couldn't do no worse than them fellas that run it last.
Well, thank you.
We're getting right down to brass tackles and illuminating brush beating around, Grandpap. What would you have to run the store for me and Abner for the next 3 months?
Oh, goodness.
Now, before you say anything, I'll tell you right now, we can't pay much.
No, got to keep it down all follow, Grandpap.
Just let me handle it.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I don't know. My crops are all laid by now. I could afford to do it pretty cheap, I reckon.
That's the way I like to hear you talk.
Well, we can't afford to pay no big salaries, so how would it be to put it on a percent base? You get a percent of what's took in. That way, the more business you do, the more money you make.
Huh. Well, that sounds all right.
Well, you see, we want you to make some money out of it. We appreciate you taking hold of it for us. But at the same time, we don't want to make no deal of no kind of where we'd stand to lose any money.
Hey, man.
Now, what kind of a percent would you be willing to take it on, Grandpap?
I just been studying here.
Yeah, study hard.
How about splitting 50-50? Give me half the profit, half of what we make.
Well, that sounds pretty high to me, Grandpap. Us furnishing a store and all. But I reckon that's the best deal we can make. But...
Well, that's all right, Grandpap. We'll draw up a agreement like that right now. You get half of what you take in.
No, wait a minute, Lon. Not half of what he takes in.
Hand me that pencil there.
Oh, yeah.
I'll write
that
up right now.
Oh.
Grandpap, you can keep track of every bit of money you take in, and we'll split it 50-50 at the end of 3 months.
Manager of the Mountain View Inn. But I'm afraid he's made himself a losing deal as far as the store is concerned. Be sure to join us again in our next regular transcribed visit down in Pine Ridge. Now, I wonder how many of you folks have plans to spend this evening out. Maybe a movie or perhaps a visit with some friends. Well, if there is any chance at all that you may overdo it, by all means check up on your supply of Alka-Seltzer before you leave home. Late hours, you know, often lead to headaches and minor acid stomach upsets. Now, should either or both of these fun spoilers come along, you want to be ready for them. And you will be if you have plenty of